91.5 KNSU Thibodeau, your local alternative. You just heard Drugs You Should Try by Travis Scott. That's probably one of my favorite songs of all time. But it's 1 o'clock now, Tuesday. I think it's February 26th. Got some news for you guys. So a couple days ago, Trey Songz was arrested at the, what was that, KFC Chiefs AFC Championship game. Apparently some fans were... Well, the KCPD said that some fans sitting around were complaining that Trey didn't have on his mask. It ultimately led to an altercation with the police that led to him being on a 24-hour detain. So half the fans were there complaining and then, like, that Trey didn't have his mask on during the game. And then witnesses to the altercation say that the cops were way out of line. So it's one of those things that's probably going to, like I said, Trey was on 24-hour detain, so he's out now. But it's one of those things where it's like, there's a video, for those of you who want to see it. It's out, it's published and everything. And transitioning to 2 weeks from now, the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 55, the Chiefs versus the Buccaneers, Sunday, February 7th. Like I said, it's 2 weeks from now. Vegas odds has the Kansas City Chiefs as the favorites by, -3. The over and under is 57 points. I don't know if I take the points. I'm not sure. I've been wrong all playoffs, so I'm not sure. But, yeah, Sunday, February 7th, Super Bowl 55. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. Some more sports. Yesterday has been a year since we lost Kobe in that tragic accident. There's been a whole bunch of tributes and things like that going on. And I think this was yesterday as well. LeBron, the Los Angeles Lakers, LeBron James, Anthony Davis, they took on the Cleveland Cavaliers, I think in Cleveland. LeBron killed it. I turned the game on at like the fourth quarter, but LeBron had like 46 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists, all on 73% shooting. He really turned back the clock. You know, he's an older player now. So it's really cool seeing like the older players, Tom Brady, what is he, 42, 43, I forgot. And LeBron James, who's I think 36, I think he turned 36 somewhere in December. But it's really cool seeing like the older players still playing at the highest levels. Quick transition back to hip-hop. So y'all know the versus battles that they do on IG Live and everything like that. None of them have really interest me apart from like the Gucci Mane and Jeezy one that happened. What was that? Sometime in November. That was really the only one that interests me. The rest of them I missed. But so the co-founders of Versus, they were on Jalen Jacoby's, which is the ESPN show. They were on there and they talked about how Drake apparently texted Timberland, you know, the powerhouse producer. Drake apparently texted Timberland saying that there might be that they should do a versus between Usher and Justin Timberlake. And I believe Timberland went along with it and said, like, yeah, they should set something like that up. So that's probably like the second one that I'm gonna tune into, Usher versus Justin Timberlake. My mind and my heart says Usher would take that easily, but I feel like Justin Timberlake is one of those guys where like you got to look through his hits and be like, oh yeah, he made that. And like, I don't know, I might go through his catalog on Apple Music and like compare the two. Off the top of my head, I'll take Usher though. But yeah, that was just some quick news. We got some news coming up later. Coming up, I had a song, but for some reason it went away. Coming up, we're going to play, you know what? We're just going to play Blinded Lights by The Weeknd. This is 91.5 KNSU Thibodeau, your local alternative.
91.5 KNSU Thibodeau, your local alternative.